head over to the livestock side of the trade. Is that going to have any effects at all?
Well, livestock has really been really under some money stress here the last several days, with the feeder cattle being in a position where people cannot get out of their contracts and locking limit down for a number of days in a row. They increased the limits to 450 on the feeder cattle, and that's allowing that market to trade and taking the pressure off the other markets as people are trying to use live cattle and hogs as a way to compensate for the feeder cattle. And as with the result of that, we've seen the hog market and the live cattle markets moving higher today as they're acting on their own volition now. And feeder cattle are starting to finally trade too, letting people out of the market if they need to.
Really, did you think that we would see limit down trade again today?
Well, there's a lot of feeder cattle, a lot of outstanding contracts out there at the close yesterday, so it didn't surprise me to see it lock limit down right away this morning. But then it bounced off that, and now it's trading actually on both sides of the even side. And right now, the feeder cattle trading is a little bit lower.
Well, Scott, there's been so much talk too that they're blaming a lot of this on the consumers. I mean, obviously, who wants to pay those super high prices at the meat counter? But it does have a trickle-down effect back to that producer.
Well, it does, and the prices are high, and we're seeing some weakness in demand from the retail side, and that's affecting the demand from the packers, and they're even in high loss red margins. So that's cutting their kills. They have a USDA report coming out this Friday, and they're anticipating that we're going to see a dramatic decline in marketings versus last year, and that may lead us into a situation where we have more cattle on feed this year coming in December 1 than we had last year.
But there hasn't been a lot of talk out there about the hogs over the last couple of days. It seems like everything's been focused on this limit down trade. So what is going on within this hog market?
Well, the hog markets have its own set of struggles. Right now, the futures are a substantial discount to the cash, so there should be some support in the futures there, and we're seeing that rebound today. But their pork values are trading 30% discount from October here, and that's had its own pressure on there, and concern about the quantity of retail purchases and the supplies. And so the market is looking at maybe potential more down on the cash side.